Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton at ASTD 2014 in beautiful Washington, D.C. And that's hashtag ASTD 2014 if you are following us live on Twitter. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. Did you try to break through that line that was forming for lunch to hit the water fountain in the restaurant?
People like to eat.
Man, oh man, that's quite the crowd.
And that's a suggestion for people who have booths. Just bring food in and
just get
some of those, stanchions with the ropes, and then people line up and off you go.
There you go. Or at least just set the velvet ropes up and they think they're coming to food. But you know what I think? I think the folks that are remaining here on the carpet, they're fired up about listening to this segment. We have with us HR Coordinator, Training and Development with Simpson, Gumperts, and Hager. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Mary Ellen Rocco. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Have you eaten yet?
I have not. No, I'm maybe not going to get food, but I'm okay with that be here with you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Lee, you got to be nice to her. So tell us what's going on over there at Simpson Gumperts.
It's SGH. We call it SGH.
Oh, okay. SGH,
so yes. Now on it's SGH. What's going on? What do you guys do for folks, first of all?
We are a structural engineering firm, and we do structural engineering to investigate, design, and rehabilitate buildings and structures of all kinds.
Wow, so you work with old buildings, new buildings, all kinds of buildings,
all
huh?
kinds of buildings and structures. We do things with buried pipes and marine engineering, bridges.
I hear we have a bridge problem in this country.
That's above my pay grade.
So what's it like instructing these people that are structural engineers? Do you have to do special work for them?
So mainly what we focus on is a lot of soft skills, as you would think with an engineering firm. People come into engineering and they want to do a lot of the math and calculations and making sure and doing the actual engineering work, when in reality, if you want to advance in your career, there's a lot more to it. There's a lot of management and sales and having to include other people in your practice beyond just being an individual contributor. And that's really where we put a lot of our focus.
So I saw we're going to have like an ROI guy on the program later in the afternoon, a big name in the return on investment field and measurement and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. But I want to talk to somebody, you know, boots on the ground like you, Mary Ellen. How do you go about measuring the impact of the training and know if it's working or not?
Well, right now, the learning function is actually still fairly small. We've only had a learning function for about 5 years now, and I've been there for two. And so right now, our evaluation is basically evaluations at the end of a session. We usually do some sort of follow-up a couple months out, and then after that, if needed, we'll actually do intensive focus groups where we actually talk to people and figure out what's working, what's not, and how to improve the programs.
So all we know for sure is that it's gotten a heck of a lot better in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it really has.
You figured that metric out, right?
Yes, of course. Of course. It's fantastic.
So now, are certain types of teaching work better with engineers than others?
So what we've generally found is that we're just dipping our toe into the e-learning and mobile learning realm right now. We really like how those tools can help improve our live training programs. So we still do live programs because engineers always have a lot of questions. And I think any learner always has a lot of questions. And they want to delve into that gray area where there's not always a right or wrong answer. And especially with soft skills, it's what works best for the learner. So we are still primarily focused on live training events or instructor-led over video conference calls, but we are using the e-learning platforms to just enhance that and do pre-learning and give any information that might be needed before you actually get into the room.
Well, that's a good point right there. It's not like you have to dive in neck deep right out of the box. You could do pre-learning and maybe even some reinforcement kind of stuff.
Exactly.
With those kind of tools, right?
Yep.
And you're having some success with that already.
We are. We are having some success. The only program that we've actually switched completely over to e-learning is we as a company invest in the anti-harassment, anti-discrimination that's required for all managers, but we also provide a training for our employees. And rather than doing live training with everybody, we are now we've switched the employee level to be e-learning. So they have an e-learning module that they take every 2 years.
Now, is the e-learning, does it happen on mobile or is it like at a desktop?
It's still at a desktop right now. Like I said, we're just getting started. So we use Articulate Storyline, and we've just been doing links to and doing it. We don't even track track it right now. We just have everybody take a SurveyMonkey telling us that they did it.
Mm-hmm. So can we help some other companies that maybe are in a very similar stage or maybe even a little bit not quite as far along as you are? Can we help them with some tips or help them avoid a few pitfalls, maybe save them a headache or two? Any advice?
Don't get overwhelmed. Pick a program and just do it. The biggest thing was trying to decide which program.
It was paralysis by analysis.
Exactly. There's so many different options out there, and we're still in that we're still in the process of picking a software for our learning management system. Uh-huh. And it's trying to figure out what the one best answer is. And there's so many great products out there that there is no one best answer. Each one does something differently better, and you just have to pick one that works for you.
So now, how are you personally going about that vetting process? Do you go to conferences like this to kind of see what's out there?
That's where we started. We got some names at last year's ASU. This is for our learning management system. And from there, we've actually taken a very involved process through some feedback that I've gotten from other people in the industry, just making sure that the learning management system vendors are aware of exactly what we're looking for, that there's no surprises, and that they be able to show us everything they say they can do.
Right. So you need more of a partnership than just buying something off the shelf, right?
Really, really do. You need to make sure, especially if there's any sort of, if you know that your organization has a particular way that they like to do things. We have what we call a lunch talk program, and every couple of days we have a learning event within any one of our five offices, and with that we needed to make sure that our LMS would be able to keep up with something like that.
So your leadership is behind this. They're obviously placing a great deal of trust and confidence in you and your team. Where is your mental energy spent right now? What are you trying to work on, and what are you thinking about late at night before you go into work the next day?
I'm still thinking of e-learning. While most of our programs aren't fully e-learning yet, we're kind of moving there. We're taking our orientation program and turning it into e-learning. We're even going to take some project management and put it there. And the thing that keeps me personally up at night, which I think a lot of learning professionals have the same quandary, is that I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not an audio engineer.
Right.
And I don't. Mm. And that's not what I got into the field for. I like what e-learning can do for the learner. The outcome is what I'm interested in. And so learning all those little pieces about Photoshop and what a vector stock image is and how to use it and what you can use and what you can't, that's been a real challenge for me over the last year.
That's because you got to look ahead but still get all the stuff done today.
Exactly.
Right? That's probably
I know what he's doing. He's looking for an excuse to use his speedometer analogy. Go ahead. You've already teed it up. Go ahead and say it.
We say sometimes in our organization that you have to look at the horizon, not just the speedometer.
Exactly.
Now, have you always been involved in the training arena?
I have not. I started at the firm as an administrative assistant, and my background is actually in music education. And
Wow. So
when I got to the firm, I found out that they had a learning coordinator, and I snapped my fingers and was just like, that's the job I'm supposed to have. And I was able to turn my work and make them realize that was the job they needed me to have. So I was able to get into the field.
Now, is there any similarities between musicians and engineers?
Very little. Although there are actually a lot of engineers who are also musicians.
Right. Yeah. I would think that their brain type, there might be something there.
We actually have an SGH band.
Do you?
Yep.
And you're in it?
I only make guest appearances.
What's your instrument of choice?
I was a voice major.
Oh, so you're the singer. You're
yes.
the main person.
Wow, no wonder you're coming across so well over the radio. But you must really, having that kind of, that learning orientation, you must really just soak something like this up, an opportunity to hang out for 3 or 4 days with other people committed to the profession. And you must be having the time of your life.
I really do. This is one of my favorite times of year is coming to ASTD.
And where's your organization based?
Our corporate office is in Boston, but we're also located in New York, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, and Southern California.
So you're in Boston, though?
I am, yes.
What a fun conversation. You just have so much energy. It's been a real pleasure visiting with you.
It's been a pleasure participating.
What are you going to do the rest of the show? This is the high point, we know.
I have to decide. I have to knock down, during all the concurrent sessions, I have about five that I want to go to, and I just have to pick which one I'm closest to at any given time.
Have you mapped it out?
I have not, no. That's part of the fun between the sessions.
So you're comfortable with a little bit of chaos?
Just a little.
All right, let's make sure that our listeners know how to reach out and get in touch. If I'm operating under the impression that, I mean, you guys are a pretty collegial group. If someone would like to have another professional would like to have a conversation with you about, kind of adopting some of these new, what'd you call them, modalities? Was that you?
I don't believe that was me, platform. But I'll go with it.
Somebody
yeah.
used that word earlier today. But you guys are good about working together.
Sure, yes, right? Most definitely.
So what's the best way for them to reach out, a website or that kind of thing?
The best way to get a hold of me is to go to, just to send me an email. My email address is meroca@sgh.com. And just shoot me an email, and I'd be happy to help anybody out if they've got any questions.
All right. Well, Mary Ellen Roca with SGH at Simpson, Gumperts, and Hager. It's been an absolute delight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okie doke. We will be back in a few from the show floor of 2014 ASTD ICE.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.